Breaking news, breaking news. In America, there's an election coming, and the top state to watch for results this time is not one of the uncertain swingers, who knows whatever they'll do, but rather, step up here, Maine. You're the girl of this election season with the most wicked difficult decision, because bundled in with your vote for that other thing, you've also got to vote. Is it time for something new? A new flag? Because this is really breaking flag news, Maine edition. There's a new design to challenge your old look, but before you take a look, let's get a look at your current look. Ah, been flying a classic bluebell design? Let's show the class just a sec. Okay. Right. Starting at the top is a North Star dolled up with your motto, Dorego. True enough. But back to the seal, sailor on one side, farmer on the other, both leaning on a shield showing off Maine's magnificent forests with a central pine below which a moose just chillin'. Oh, and below that, your name, real big, Maine. Yeah, that's you. And this has been your flying flag for nigh on a century now. But the possibility of what could be new, what could be next? Behold, the Pine Design, a name that describes itself, but for the simplified North Star in blue. It's a flag with a great big white pine, New England's biggest symbol for New England's biggest, the great state of Maine. So class, side by side, what do we think? Hard telling, not knowing, eh? This is the election's most difficult decision. And it's a decision not just about Maine, for I see you bluebells over there, looking a mite unsettled, and for sure, your grand bluebell ball has been losing members of late, and with maybe Maine too, others are eyeing the exit. Sure, you've gone to a lot of trouble with the details of the decor. Oh, thank you? But none of these flags do great when graded against guidelines for flags, especially the first. Keep it simple, kid. Something a child could draw. But yet, through tradition and what can only be described as the great internet flag wars, these designs have become American iconically, if perhaps a bit ironically. So if this family of flags, with its defenders, is destined to shrink yet still survive by keeping its strongest members, then Maine is clearly a top-keep contender. For this grand forested land, the seal has a kind of wood-carved appeal. Those jaunty workers, that nameplate, they could be highway signs hand-carved to herald the state. So quaint! When it comes to bluebell tradition, Maine's flag claims a strong position. But oh, well now. Turns out the new pine design isn't new at all. This is the original flag of Maine, before the bluebell fashion fad swept the states and swept it down cellar where it's been waiting this whole time to be spiffed up and brought up as the new old option. So pine design is the most traditional, and once knowing that, suddenly seems so. Look at that subtle off-white coloring, the tasteful retro of it. Now, the pine is complicated for sure, with 16 branches for Maine's 16 counties, but that first guideline is the child should be able to draw the flag recognizably, not perfectly. And a tree has got to be one of the top three can draw things for kids, next to houses and humans. So totally pass, but a bluebell among bluebells is gonna blur together. But you know what? Who cares? Guidelines aside, the question for a flag that matters most is, do folks want to fly it? So this election, bluebell or pine design, which will Maine want to wave more? That's the result we'll all be watching for. Oh, breaking flag news. The results are already in, and Maine will remain as one of the best at the bluebell ball.